On Monday, President Donald Trump finally unveiled his long-awaited infrastructure plan. It includes $200 billion in funding, but under the new incentive structure, only 20% of any given project can be funded by the federal government. I'm Reno Public Radio's Jacob Solis. I sat down with Lee Gibson, Executive Director of the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, to find out just how this proposal might impact Northern Nevada. So first things first, is this new proposal, assuming something like it eventually becomes law, going to fundamentally change the way RTC Washoe plans its infrastructure improvements?
I think from a planning perspective, it's not going to change. The laws right now really don't have a overly intrusive role for the federal government. They pretty much still leave things to us to decide. But I think the good parts of the law are the opportunity to streamline the federal decision-making process. What I'm skeptical on is with a 20% federal funding level. I mean, is it really worth it for us to even bother with all the federal requirements? I also think $200 billion is woefully inadequate for what we need to do in the country today. We out west for a time had the newer interstate systems. Well, guess what? They've rebuilt a lot of the interstate systems back east and in California. Now, those of us in the middle, we need to have our interstates rebuilt. So, I think for them to pull back the funding, require only 20%, make 80% come from the local and the states, is just a break of a promise that's been out there for a long time. And I think they need to borrow a solution we have here, which is we adjust our fuel tax rates to account for inflation so we can target specific federal funds to regional and local projects like the Spaghetti Bowl, like US 395, I-80, I-580. Those are the critical roads that are supporting commerce and jobs today in our region. They're in desperate need of being fixed. We have on average 2.6 accidents a day in the Spaghetti Bowl right now. So we've got to fix that. We need our federal partners to be there with the funds to fix that and allow us to really continue the restructuring of the local economy.
I know in other parts of the country, some states and localities are looking to lean on that gas tax to pick up the slack for where the federal government isn't providing that funding. So Washoe has already indexed our gas tax. Is there really any more leaning to do?
That's a good point. And this is, you know, my view. With what we see in the Trump infrastructure proposal, we see state and local governments must step up to the plate and pay more. Well, we've done that in Washoe County. We've been doing it since 2010. And from my perspective, I don't know that we can ask our voters really to do much more. I think it's time for the federal government to step up to the plate. I think it's time for the federal government to show that they're good partners and that they're going to reward the financial commitments our taxpayers are already making to our transportation system and start delivering those funds to us in the formula grants and in the discretionary grant programs, both RTC and the Nevada Department of Transportation use and rely on.
And a big part of the president's plan is incentivizing public-private partnerships. Are there any existing partnerships between RTC Washoe and private companies?
Absolutely. You know, we've been involved in public-private partnerships probably longer than anybody. We use, for example, a public-private partnership to operate the transit system. We will be looking, as we look at the Spaghetti Bowl, we'll be looking at, but I would call it a public and private, perhaps, partnership where NDOT and RTC will look at creative ways of funding and financing the Spaghetti Bowl. And then I think we'll also look at innovative ways for the private sector to deliver the Spaghetti Bowl, perhaps in a design build framework.
So many of those partnerships seem to be like operating buses or mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Is there an appetite among private companies, you think, to build infrastructure?
You know, I think there is, but it has to be structured properly. To me, one of the biggest obstacles we have is we traditionally don't turn over, unless it's a toll road, a roadway asset to a private company to own and operate. So we're going to have to think through, perhaps through technology and data, some innovative way of letting that private sector investor participate. They won't own the asset, but they might own the data that comes from that asset.
All right. Well, we'll have to end it there. Lee Gibson is the Executive Director of the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Jacob. It was fun.